Thomas Rhett. Today's on Country 93.7 JRFM. What's up? It's Barb. We're just ahead of the Remembrance Day long weekend, but last weekend I saw some pictures on Facebook. People have their Christmas trees up already. I know,
oh,
it's so
goodness early. Are you serious?
It's happening.
That's crazy.
It's happening. Even on my drives around town, I've noticed some of the houses with the lights up already.
You know what? I was at HomeSense yesterday, and it's like Christmas threw up in there.
I can't go there. I cannot go to HomeSense. I have zero self-control. I will walk out of there with $200 worth of things that...
I know. I get so sidetracked. I'm like, I went in for a table, and I'm coming out with all this Christmas decorations.
Yes. That place is dangerous. Natalie Langston, our JRFM lifestyle expert, is here with some of the top five activities, not including shopping, you'll want to check out around the holiday season here in Vancouver.
That's right. So with Vail Resorts as the new ownership, I will be riding the slopes at Whistler all winter long, and they have a new Edge Pass that's really cool. You can check it out. Lots of details over on our blog. And every year, Grouse Mountain goes all out with their Christmas theme. They have ice skating, sleigh rides, lights, delicious hot cocoa, and this year they're opening up early, and you can hit the slopes as of tomorrow.
I don't think Santa's going to be there yet. Not yet.
But at least you can get some practice down those slopes. Mm-hmm. And some spectacular lighting displays are Bright Nights and the Van Dusen Festival of Lights.
My absolute favorite thing to do every Christmas. If you don't do anything at all or you're looking for one thing, go to Van Dusen Festival of Lights. It is so beautiful. I want to live there. I just want to live there.
And of course, the Vancouver Christmas Market. Now, this is what really gets me in the spirit. From stores selling little Christmas bells to those vendors selling amazing food, this is a must-see for sure. There's also Glow Christmas coming to the Langley Milner Garden November 24th. And this is arguably one of the largest, if not the biggest, light displays in the world, with over 500,000 lights, a 210-foot interactive light tunnel, and four themed light gardens. And of course, there's food trucks and a bar on site, so you want to get your early bird tickets now for only $20. Another great event this time of year is Cornucopia, which is like a day at the arcade, but for adults. Often referred to as the True North of food and drink festivals. Everything food and drink for 11 solid days. Now that's my kind of festival.
Well, we want to send a lucky JRFM listener to check that out. Now we do have tickets, just the tickets, for you to go and check out the Poured Signature Tasting at Cornucopia in Whistler.
That's right. And we also have two more giveaways for two separate lucky listeners. So two tickets to Van Dusen Festival of Lights and two tickets to the Vancouver Christmas Market. And not only that, we have a mistletoe combo for you to the Christmas Market that is valued at $50 and includes a whole lot of goodness, and you skip the line.
And you can read all about it and enter to win by clicking on the link on our blog at JRFM.com. And make sure you check Natalie out on her blog at NatalieLangston.com.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
93.7 JRFM.